Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's been a rough winter for flu sufferers. The Centers for Disease Control says levels of influenza are on track to top the numbers seen at the peak of the swine flu epidemic in 2009. They've already exceeded the severe flu outbreak of 2003. More than 33,000 Americans have contracted influenza, and as of last week, the CDC is saying the outbreak hasn't yet peaked. One particularly disturbing figure: in the third week of January, slightly over 4,000 Americans died, and those deaths were related to the flu or complications from it, those 4,000. Joining me now for an update is Dr. Jeffrey Klausner. He's an infectious disease specialist and professor of public health at UCLA. Welcome, Dr. Klausner.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, can you tell me what you're seeing in your emergency rooms? It seems as if we've been seeing some very serious complications to the flu this season.
Yeah, well, in our emergency rooms here at UCLA, we've definitely seen an increase in people coming in with influenza-like illness, with pneumonias, with heart attacks, and a variety of different complications.
So what is it, though, that determines whether a particular flu season is going to be worse than average?
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of factors that go into the severity of the flu season. One is the influenza virus itself. Flu vaccine is very effective at the H1 type and very effective at the flu B type this year. But the H3 type, which actually is often the more serious type in terms of the type that causes more disease and more hospitalizations and more serious complications, the vaccine this year seems to be less effective against that. The CDC report was that for that specific H3 virus, the vaccine is only about 25% effective.
Does that help us understand why this particular flu season also seems to be more deadly than usual? Because, I mean, there was that one week, that third week in January, where we had 4,000 flu-related deaths in the United States.
Yeah, well, on a typical flu season, we do see tens of thousands, 36,000 deaths a year. So in a bad season, we may see 40 to 50,000 deaths. So we do know that influenza is deadly, and it may be because this season the vaccine is not matched very well and not working very well against this H3 type, that we're seeing these increased rates of complications, hospitalizations, and deaths.
Should people who haven't been vaccinated still get the vaccine?
Oh, absolutely. H1, the vaccine works very well against. The CDC reports 67% efficacy. Flu B, which can be very dangerous, the vaccine is working about 50%. So, you know, we don't see the outcomes of when the vaccine works well. So it is preventing type 1 and flu B. People need to understand that in the hospitals, we are seeing emergency rooms being overwhelmed. We are seeing not enough hospital beds. And just this past weekend, I was actually on the heart transplantation service, and we have young people have heart failure waiting for a heart transplant because they got infected with influenza and were not vaccinated.
Oh, wow. So that makes me wonder, Dr. Klausner, when should people seek medical attention if they feel like they've come down with the flu?
So typical symptoms of the flu would be high fever, headache, muscle aches, fatigue. People have those symptoms that they should go to their doctor. There are very effective medications that can reduce the symptoms and reduce the consequences. Certainly if people have difficulty breathing or chest pain, then they need to go to the emergency room because those may be influenza related symptoms that are causing pneumonia or heart attacks, which are much more serious.
Hmm. Now, do you have a sense or do we have any indication of when we might see a peak to this flu season or even a decline in the number of cases?
We may be actually reaching a peak in the next week or two. I mean, time will really tell. But even if we are approaching the peak or passing the peak, it's still an important opportunity for people to get vaccinated. So the vaccine does work. And people should not only get the vaccine to protect themselves, but protect other people in their household, other people they may visit, grandparents and young children who may, you know, suffer more serious consequences from influenza infection.
Yeah. I'm just remembering just now that this is, what, the 100th anniversary this year, 2018, of the 1918 flu pandemic that killed tens of millions of people worldwide. So if we needed a reason why we should remain vigilant, that's it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the U.S., we have about 40% of the population get an annual influenza vaccine. We'd like to get that above 80%. Unfortunately, you know, people don't see the risk. People say it's inconvenient. There's also a myth that, you know, people think the influenza vaccination gives them the flu. That's actually not possible. And then some people think the flu vaccine doesn't work. But on the population level, it works very well to prevent continued spread of infection.
Well, that's Dr. Jeffrey Klausner. He's an infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine and public health at UCLA. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you.